Locker Room Chats are back on the air here on KMZA tonight. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're talking Centralia Hoops with girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson for a few minutes, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Number two ranked team in 1A Division I, continuing to churn out what has been a fantastic season to this point. Coach, you know, since we last spoke a week ago, you know, two more games, two very good opponents, two ranked teams, and then two more wins. You beat Hanover, you know, you saw them, you know, not long after you beat them in the TVL Tournament Championship on Friday. That was a seven-point win. And then a very good Donovan West team at home on Tuesday. Very impressive, 61-39, you know, that final score. How would you assess the last week of play?
You know, the girls play well. I thought, you know, we talked about going after that tournament. The girls shot really well in the tournament, you know, and they played well. And we knew going to Hanover, it was going to be a completely different atmosphere. You know, I told them that just assume you're down 10 points walking in the gym because they just shoot the ball well at home. And it took us a while to get going. Hanover shot the ball well. They made some adjustments after the tournament, and it took us a little bit. But, I told somebody the other day that I thought probably the most impressive thing was that the girls never – being behind, they never got sped up. They never tried to do more than we asked them to do, and then they stayed with what we were trying to do and found a way to come back in the second half and then hit some shots on the free throws when they needed to at the end of the ballgame.
You know, we've talked about Owen Dieters in the past and how good she has been throughout the course of her career, but how about your sophomore and Tava Gibbs in that win against Donovan West? Had her down for 21 points and, you know, only a sophomore, so still young and a lot of room for growth. But, again, 21 points in a big game against a very good team. What'd you think about her performance?
Tava played well last night. You know, she settled in, I thought, a little faster last night than she did at Hanover last week. And credit to Hanover, they've got some size, and it bothered her for a while. But I thought she did a great job of knowing what she was capable of and rebounding the basketball in times and taking some open shots and, you know, doing all the little things that we know she's capable of doing and have seen her do throughout the season. And you're right, she played really well last night.
And you get an opportunity here to kind of get a taste of, you know, what postseason play is going to be like in terms of maybe the schedule, because you guys get a couple of games back-to-back Friday and Saturday, you know, a couple of makeup games. You get Onega at home on Friday, then you guys go out of league to Marysville on Saturday, and then you're right back to it Tuesday on the road at Frankfort. So essentially, you know, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, that's kind of a similar feel to maybe once we get to the postseason. How do you navigate that and kind of the challenges here in these next few days?
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's good. I think it's good for us. You know, I think we'll talk about the things that we need to do. And again, you know, we've been all about this is what our offense is. This is what our defense is. How do we make small adjustments in the course of a ball game, you know, to allow those things to work for us and do some things that we need to do to win games. And I think, you know, we'll get Onega Friday and then you turn around and play Marysville Saturday morning and there's not a lot of time to scout or get ready for that game. So it'll be good for the girls to step on the floor and have to make in-game adjustments, you know, based off of what they're doing on Saturday morning and then turn around and go to Frankfort and, you know, try to do the same thing. You know, like you said, three games in the span of 5 days is tough. So it'll be good for us to see how we respond and transition into those games.
There it is. Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson. Two impressive wins over the last week against Hanover and Donovan West. Couple of ranked teams. They'll get Onega at home on Friday. They'll go to Marysville, play Saturday morning, and then be back to it next Tuesday on the road at Frankfort. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.